From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Convoys carrying food and medical aid are due to leave Wednesday for besieged areas in Syria, where thousands of people have had their access to supplies cut by both government forces and opposition fighters. The aid deliveries are part of an agreement between Syria and the United Nations. They are being sent to seven areas. UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said Tuesday after meetings in Damascus that the deliveries are a test of the government's commitment to allow the United Nations to bring humanitarian aid and reach the Syrian people. Syria's foreign ministry shot back at those comments Wednesday, saying it does not wait for anyone to give a reminder of its duties to its people. The World Health Organization says it will need some $56 million to implement its strategic response designed to contain the Zika virus, which has been linked to birth defects in newborns. The WHO said Wednesday that its strategy focuses on mobilizing and coordinating partners, experts, and resources to help countries enhance surveillance of the Zika virus. Meanwhile, U.S. health officials are recommending blood donations among those exposed to regions where the virus is active to be restricted. Jacqueline Carr is a blood donor.
It's very scary, you know, because no one knows, and all the global wide, the leaders in the health field, they're not sure, you know, how it's totally being transmitted, and they don't have a vaccine for it.
Meanwhile, the WHO says it's tapped into an emergency contingency fund to pay for the Zika response until it can collects the necessary funds to be distributed to through the World Health Organization and other international partners. VOA News.